Thought I'd come by air mail once Elizabeth saw that picture of us and the governor, didn't I?
You certainly did, Jimmy.
I certainly did. Do I know dames? Answer me that. Do I know dames?
You certainly do, Jimmy.
Well, read it. What are you waiting for? Letters is writ to be read.
Letters is what, Jimmy?
Letters is right to be read. Writ to be read.
Wrote, Jimmy, wrote. Letters is wrote to be read.
All right, have it your own way, but read the letter.
Well, all right. It says, my dearest Robert.
She certainly has changed her tone.
She certainly has.
A dear mademoiselle letter which we wrote got elegant results.
Yeah, that and a picture with the governor.
Well, go on.
It says, Papa showed me your newspaper picture with the governor of Ohio.
Can I tell you?
Didn't you tell me what?
Can I tell you that old man Frost that showed that picture to all of Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah. It says, I am so proud of you that I am going to forgive you.
She's going to forgive you.
Yeah, Jimmy, she's going to forgive me.
Ain't that just like a dame?
Well, what do you mean, Jimmy?
Look. Before she takes that photograph, what'd she give you? She takes that photograph in your grandma's house. And then she writes you a letter that I wouldn't write to my mother-in-law if I have one. Then she's going to forgive you.
Well, anyways, Jimmy, she says, I'm going to forgive you for not taking my photograph with you and am sending it to you in Chicago. See? She's sending it.
Yeah, and you'll probably lose it the first thing.
Oh, no, Jimmy. I'll take care of the picture. Wait a minute. Listen to this. Johnny Dolan got a copy of the paper with your picture and the governor from his brother Lefty in Columbus. He is going to give it to me.
Oh. And it'll probably have that crack in it about us belonging to the Tom Mix sideshow.
I'll bet that mug Dolan is doing that on purpose.
I know I should ought to sue that newspaper for libel.
See, Jimmy, if Elizabeth gets that paper, she'll be mad all over again. Oh, what are we going to do?
How should I know? I can't get all the ideas.
No, but you got this one. I mean, the one about sending a newspaper.
There you go. Blaming me.
Well, anyways, Jimmy, let's finish the letter.
Go ahead.
Elizabeth says, how is Jimmy? Is he still as... No, you don't want to hear that.
Certainly I want to hear it. Read it. Is he still what?
No, Jimmy. I don't think you want to hear that.
Read it.
Well, it says, how is Jimmy?
Yeah, you read that. Go on.
Well, then it says, is he still as noisy as ever?
Uh-huh. So that's it. I'm noisy. I'm too noisy for her.
Well, I told you you shouldn't ought to hear it that.
It's all right. I'm glad to know how she feels about me.
Well, Jimmy, that ain't nothing, gee. Lots of guys is noisy. And I don't say they ain't all right, gee. Elizabeth, don't say you ain't all right.
Oh, but just the same, it's a hint. That's what it is, it's a hint. Next thing you know, she'll be forgiving me, just like she's forgiving you. For what? For nothing.
Wait a minute. Here's something else in a letter for you.
Yeah, I suppose it's another insult. Well, go on. I can stand it. My shoulders is broad.
No, Jimmy, this ain't an insult. It says, tell him that Papa received his letter and is writing to him at Chicago. Please wait for this letter because it is very important.
Old man Frost is writing to me.
Yeah, he's writing to you, Jimmy.
I wonder what he's writing to me for.
Well, Elizabeth said it's very important.
You don't think he saw because I sent back them tire pullers?
Well, I don't think it made him very happy.
You know, Robbie'd be just like that guy to try to cancel the option on that gas station deal.
Oh, I don't think Elizabeth's father would do a thing like that.
I ain't so sure.
Oh, no, Jimmy, he wouldn't do that.
Well, then what does he want to write to me that's so very important?
Well, maybe he wants an introduction to the governor of Ohio.
Robbie, I don't like that very important thing. That sounds funny to me.
Well, anyways, Jimmy, we have to wait here in Chicago for the letter and Elizabeth's picture.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to. Now, what are we going to do while we're waiting here in Chicago?
Well, I think it would be a very good idea if we got a job.
Okay. Where's that Chicago Tribune I bought this morning?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Here. We're at a classified section. Here it is. Business opportunities.
Well, what do you mean, business opportunities?
Well, we got about $150. Maybe we can double it or something.
Yeah, and maybe we can lose it, too.
Don't be so skeptical.
I ain't that.
Look at this. What pays better than a good alfalfa ranch?
Is that a business opportunity?
Certainly, what'd you think it was?
I thought it was a riddle. What's the next one?
Here's a knockout. Stop chasing rainbows. Don't look any further. We've got what you want. Sell Dr. Walker's Wizard Tonic. It cures everything from dandruff to loneliness.
Listen, Jimmy, if we couldn't sell frost tire pullers, we certainly ain't going to be able to sell no Dr. Walker's Wizard Tonic.
Bobby, I tell you, we can clean up with this thing. We can sell it here in Chicago and then later on in the small towns. Just like I've seen him do lots of times. Right out of the back of the car. We'll put on a show for him and then...
Oh, wait a minute, Jimmy, wait a minute. Remember Altoona? Remember what happened at the Is Theater?
Well, maybe Oswald can put on a show. Maybe he can sing a song. Hey, Oswald, wake up there. Oswald.
Is that guy... He's always either sleeping or eating.
What do you want now?
Hey, can you sing a song or do a dance or something?
Listen, I'm sleepy. Don't try to be funny.
I ain't trying to be funny. Now, can you sing a song?
Well, I used to sing.
He used to sing. Jimmy, I think we ought to forget it.
Now, Robbie, now, wait a minute. I'll show you. We'll go through the thing. Here, I'll be the professor, the guy that gives the spiel and the talk, see?
Well, you can talk all right.
All right. Never mind that sarcastic stuff. This is one time it'll come in handy. See, I'll give the spiel, then Oscar'll sing the song. And then you'll go through the crowd and sell a lot of this here Dr. Walker's Wizard Tonic.
I'll go through the crowd after Oswald sings?
Yeah, you go through the crowd after Oswald sings.
No, Jimmy, I don't go through any crowd after Oswald sings. I'm going to be at the wheel of that automobile and have the engine running so we can get a good, fast start.
Look, Robbie, it'll be all right. Let's go through the gag now. I'm the professor. Now, you introduce me to the crowd.
Oh, I introduce the professor.
That's the idea.
Well, what can I do?
Well, you don't do nothing yet. Not until I get through the spiel, and then you sing your song.
Jimmy, I think he better sing from the front of the car, just in case, you know.
Well, we can have the engine running if you want to.
I'd feel much better if the engine's running, Jimmy.
All right, the engine's running. Now, you introduce me.
Ladies and gents, I want to introduce the old Professor Jimmy Gleason. Who can cure anything from dandruff to loneliness?
No. Don't tell him that. I'll tell him that. Say something like, Professor Gleason, world famous something or other who will explain his newest medical discovery.
Oh, all right. Ladies and gents, I want to introduce Professor Gleason, world famous something or other who will...
Oh, Robbie, not something or other.
Well, that's what you said.
Well, all right. Let it go. Now, we'll figure out your speech later. Now, come on. I'm the professor.
You don't look like a professor.
Never mind. You got all you can do to sing that song. Well, anyway, here we go. I'm the professor. Ladies and gents, I want to thank you for this wonderful reception. You and Oswald must applaud when I say that, Robbie.
Oh, we applaud?
Yeah.
Well, what for?
Well, because I'm going to speak.
Well, that ain't nothing to applaud about.
Go on and applaud.
Oh, all right.
It gives me great pleasure, ladies and gents, to bring to you Dr. Walker's marvelous Wizard Tonic. It will cure anything from dandruff to loneliness. Applaud, 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 applaud.
What?
I say applaud, applaud.
Oh, applaud, applaud, Oswald.
Have you got the gout? Have you?
Well, don't be silly, Jimmy. You know I ain't got the gout.
I'm talking to the crowd.
Oh, excuse me.
Have you got the gout? Have you got the mumps? Have you got housemaid's knee, flat feet, tonsillitis, bronchitis, or lumbago? I can cure them all with this simple remedy.
Right, it's a boy.
But first, we must entertain you. I want to introduce Oswald Hofmeister, the Tasmanian Nightingale.
What am I?
You're the Tasmanian Nightingale.
Oh, can a Tasmanian Nightingale fly, Jimmy?
I don't know why.
Nothing, only I hope so.
Oh, well, never mind the cracks now. Well, go ahead, Oswald, you sing. Go on.
I'm only a bird in a gilded cage, a pitiful sight to see. I may look happy and free from care, but I'm not what I seem to be.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, Jimmy. Only somebody threw a brick through the window at your Tasmanian Nightingale.
Well, of all the nerve.
I think we better look for another business opportunity.